Talk Live. We are launching into the third hour of the program. It's the live Saturday edition tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Mark.
Oh, and it's Halloween Eve. Whether we'll get to the Halloween story I have here tonight, we will still remains to be seen. But, of course, we'll take your phone calls about absolutely anything. And if I don't get to it, well, there is always tomorrow night's show. There's a live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live that actually is only done based on the Internet. And it's our co-hosts. I mentioned them in the last segment was these wonderful co-hosts that we have that come in during the weekdays to add a little flavor to the show. Different hosts,
just being you and I.
Yeah, different hosts each day of the week, and so we let the co-hosts come in on Sunday nights and have their own show. And I know Luther's going to be heading up the show tomorrow night, and it's going to be total Halloween theme. So from what I understand, so that should be fun. 800-259-9231. You can visit us at freetalklive.com, and we go to the phones and the fun. Sydney is listening in Tallahassee to WFLA-FM. Hello, Sydney.
Hey, guys. Thanks so much for taking my call.
Thanks for being here. What's on your mind tonight?
I'm hoping you guys can help me out a little bit.
Sure.
Remember the census? And
I remember
that
it occurred.
Huh?
I remember that it occurred.
Right. And that people were talking about how invasive it was into your privacy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I, like a good citizen, filled out my census.
You did?
Yes. Now, on the census form, it had a place for your phone number.
Uh-huh.
I didn't put in my phone number.
Uh-huh.
And so I filled it all out except my phone number and sent it in.
Filled the whole thing out except for your phone number?
Right.
Why would you do that?
I don't know, but I did.
Okay.
But you felt particularly obedient?
I'm sorry. Well,
let her tell the story.
I'm sorry. I didn't put in names. Okay.
Oh, okay.
I filled out just generic stuff.
Okay. All right.
So I sent it in. Well, 2 weeks later, I get another one. So I ignore it because I figure, well, it just passed in the mail. Well, a week later, I get a phone call from this woman wanting to know why the census person wasn't able to get to my house.
And you didn't put a phone number on.
And I did not put a phone number on there.
And you didn't put your name on.
No, I didn't.
It's very interesting.
Wait a minute. It gets better.
Okay.
So while I'm talking to her on the phone, I said, excuse me, I thought this was supposed to be anonymous. How did you get my phone number when I didn't put it on the form?
Good question.
She had no answer.
Hmm.
So I said, don't send me another form, don't send anybody to my home, and don't call me again. Hmm. I sent my form in. Have a nice day.
And did they bother you since then?
Wait. Now I have received, I think it's like an 8-page monstrosity, and on the front of it, it warns if I do not fill it out completely, that I will be in violation of federal law, and then I received another one,
uh-oh,
which is different, but it's also 4 additional pages.
Are they scared? Are you scared?
No, I'm not scared. I'm just wondering what in the world's going on.
Well, they're a criminal gang. It's a group
of men.
Well,
I understand that part.
Right, and so they're going to try to threaten you and intimidate you into doing what they want you to do. Now, whether or not they'll actually bring you up on any charges for not filling out their paperwork is another question. In fact, Bile from blogbile.com determined when he was looking around, he couldn't really find any significant evidence that they ever really even do that to people. They just want to bluster their way to gaining your obedience.
Well, now, see, I don't mind filling out generic stuff. I understand.
Oh, I do.
I
filled nothing out, and when they sent their bureaucrats around to come talk to me, I pulled out a video camera and recorded my interactions with them.
When the one came out to my house, I asked her all the questions, as long as she gave me an answer for all the questions she asked me. So she has two people that live at her house, and I got her address, and I wrote it down. So
send her a Christmas card.
I don't know what I'm going to do with this information, but I just figured, you know, I'm going to treat this person like another person. So she's going to ask me weird questions. Okay, I'll ask her some weird questions.
I think you should send her a Christmas card, Mark. She knows your address, now you know hers.
Yeah, since you've got all that information. Well, have you guys heard of this?
Heard of them harassing people?
Getting two more forms.
We've heard all kinds of things.
It's a government bureaucracy.
There have been two women raped by census workers. I mean, this is just how weird and invasive this stuff goes.
Well, wait,
obviously, that's not government sanctioned, but...
I mean, it might just be their broken down computer system that is resulting in you getting multiple forms, or maybe it's part of their threatening process.
Let me tell you one of the questions they asked.
Okay.
They wanted to know what my utility bills were.
Wow.
They want to know how many rooms I had in my house, not counting my bathroom.
Can't count
they
those.
Wanted to know what was on the floor inside my house.
Yeah, they want to know your flooring.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
They wanted to know whether I had sheetrock walls or whether I had wood paneling.
Wow.
It's
amazing this for marketing
stuff
that they sell.
Won't.
It's crazy.
Do
I don't fill
really
any of that crap out.
Do I really have to tell them all that?
No.
Have to do anything.
That's just the thing. They can write down whatever it is they want to, and most people will go along with the program, and they know that's going to be the case. If they were to bring you up on prosecution, they'd have a pretty tough time. Do they even know it was you that filled out the form? Like you said, you didn't put your name on it.
Right.
Usually when these forms are sent to homes, they're addressed to resident.
Right.
And so, you know, they don't even know who they're dealing with.
They're not supposed to, but they do because they looked up my phone number.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean anything. I mean, just because they might have looked, cross-checked the house.
Did they know your name, or did they just call the telephone number that corresponded with the address?
Miss Romack.
Hmm.
Well, you can still get the name that corresponds with the address,
yeah,
too, Mark. So, but just because your name is on the phone bill doesn't mean that you're in charge or that it would be very difficult for them to come after you. And we've never heard of that happening on this program. But do whatever feels right for you. I wish you the best of luck, and I thank you for the call and the story tonight. Because it is scary to disobey the government. It is scary to non-cooperate.
They ask things that have nothing to do with enumerating people.
If folks actually did stop obeying, then they would really be able to do nothing. They can't prosecute that many people. They can't put everybody in jail.
I've never heard of anybody being prosecuted.
For not filling out
a census. If I thought I was going to get prosecuted, I'd give them whatever information I needed to come up with. I mean, I'm not going to the mat in order to keep, so they don't know that my house has wood floors or carpeting.
But they don't even know who you are. You know, they don't even know. Resident is what it is addressed to. Are they going to charge resident with the crime of not answering the questions?
Well, you know, I bought my property in the name of a corporation for just this reason. I got no they have no business asking me. What? How do they even know that I own this property?
They don't, and it's none of their damn business whether or not you own it. So, again, that's about coming back to you talking about privacy. If you want to keep your privacy, don't answer the damn census. 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Maybe you've got a census story that you would like to share. You're certainly welcome to do that. As I said, I recorded both of my interactions with the census bureaucrats when they came along, and they were both friendly enough. One of them was more friendly than the other, and I had an enjoyable conversation with her. So you can see that. Oh, what did I call it? Yeah, Say No to the Census. If you search for that on YouTube, you should come up with both of them. 1-800-259-9231. Let's continue with your phone calls and talk to Bob, listening in Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Bob.
How you doing?
Hey, Bob. What's on your mind?
Calling about privacy.
All righty. Go ahead.
I was thinking about the Fourth Amendment, implying that the right of the people shall be secure in their persons, houses, papers, effects, against unreasonable searches.
There's your opening. Unreasonable searches. The word unreasonable,
yeah,
they get to define what that means, not you.
Yeah. You know, if you go through like a red light and the cop's there and he sees you, he goes right behind you, you just violated the law. Now if they just start taking pictures, they go back there later on, they're on a fishing expedition.
Sure. And if they pull people over and they want to search, most people will just let them do it.
Yeah.
But even if they do, even if they search and they don't have a reason to search, even if you refuse to allow the search, then you still have to take that to court and somehow try to fight it off. It's just, all they need is their reason, and then they've got reason to search.
Right, and it'd be one thing if it actually increased safety, but it doesn't. I mean, it has driven up accidents in municipality after municipality. All they have to do is read the studies. But what the studies have also shown is that it increases revenue to the municipality. So what are they incentivized to do? It's more dangerous, but it gets us more money. Well, people can hire chiropractors. We need the money. So they... You know, they just they do it, and then when it ceases to generate as much revenue because people get wise to it, then they shorten the period of the yellow lights. It's
yep.
just crazy.
They've done that here, and I've actually had some success in having increased them.
Thank goodness.
Thanks, Bob, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 1-800-259-9231. Halloween Eve edition, live Saturday show. This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you? Violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, Your Honor, I didn't know about this law. How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, Ignorance of the law is no excuse. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Your vehicle will have more horsepower,
30% or more.
Your vehicle will run smoother, quieter, and more efficiently,
like a high-performance sports car.
And you will save money on gas.
When you use Edge.
When you want to save at the pump and help clear up our skies, get EDGE, Environmental Device Gas Efficiency. This message started with bold claims.
And we can back up every one.
Go to QuickEdge.com to learn more now.
Spelled KWIKEDGE.com.
Edge is a revolutionary, easy, and inexpensive new energy delivery system that can lower auto emissions within minutes. Many drivers who use Edge have experienced an increase in their vehicle's fuel economy.
And it lasts for 3 years.
Make a difference in the world environment starting with your vehicle and get an unconditional money-back guarantee when you buy the Edge at QuickEdge.com or call 888-203-5278. That's 888-203-5278. Or go to KWIKEDGE.com.
Another fine quality product from Energetic Interactions.
You may not be thinking of lead and brass as precious metal investments. And you may not be thinking about ammo when we say battery station. But you should, because Battery Station has a large inventory of the most popular calibers. Just go to BatteryStation.com and click on ammunition. There, you'll see where Second Amendment patriots invest in precious metals for .380, 9mm, 40 cal, 45 ACP, 38 Special, 357 Magnum, 223, 30-06, 308, and more. Be sure to look for the October GCN specials in blue boxes, too, at BatteryStation.com. We shoot what we sell, and all Battery Station ammo is all factory, no reloads. You'll enjoy great customer service, great prices, and fast shipping. Plus, all orders over $30 will receive a free patriotic flag. So invest in gold and silver, but don't forget about investing in lead and brass, too, at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799 or go to BatteryStation.com today.
Soon we'll be shutting our doors and windows, shutting out fresh air for months. Did you know you're also keeping in allergens, bacteria, and germs that cause colds and flu? What if there was a low-cost way of blanketing your home with clean air? There is. Introducing the AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifier. It utilizes new patent-pending nanotechnology, producing a blanket of oxidizers that cleans the air and sanitizes the surfaces. Imagine not spreading the cold or flu bug to everyone around you. AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifier. Purifiers are made in the USA, come with a 3-year warranty, have no filters to replace, no grids to clean, and require no maintenance for 3 years. Try the AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifier risk-free for 30 days. GCN listeners, get $100 off when you order at breathebetterair.com or call 806-477-0322. That's 806-477-0322. And get the best air purifier for the best price at breathebetterair.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition of the program. You take control of the airwaves, dial in toll free, bring up anything. 800-259-9231. That number is brought to you by SACL CAI. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online where we've got a lot of features, including our webcam. Watch, listen, and chat. The chat room built into the same page as the cam. And it's all brought to you free, of course. So go to cam.freetalklive.com to experience that. Cam.freetalklive.com, courtesy of Memory Dealers.
MemoryDealers.com. They offer the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, ZenPaks, and X2s. They're 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers and up to 99% off of list price. In stock, ready to ship, the overnight delivery, memorydealers.com.
All right, continuing here with your phone calls about what you want. Ladies first, Sarah is in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sarah. Sarah in Arizona?
Yeah.
Hey there, what's on your mind tonight?
I was just calling in regards to the call that, I don't remember her name, but about the census form that she received.
Yeah.
I actually received one of those, too, this week, and they were nice enough to send a letter beforehand saying we're going to be sending you this thing, and I was like, okay, whatever.
Now, wait, point of information, had you already filled out, before you go to the rest of that, had you already filled out a census before earlier this year?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
Kept throwing them away.
Oh, got it.
So basically, I was just calling to give her advice and telling her exactly what I did with it. I looked at it, and it was like, I kind of wanted to see what it was all about, so I looked at it, and it was kind of exactly what she said. And then it also gave me a time limit of how long it would take me to fill it out, and it said it would take 38 minutes.
God,
that's hilarious.
Like, okay. And then I just threw it in the garbage. So
awesome.
What you should do is send the government an invoice for 38 minutes of your time.
That'll be $500.
Yes, and $500. And when they pay it, then you'll fill out their form.
Actually, the funny thing is, I actually called. There's a number. If you have any questions, call this number. And I did call it too because I was like, just kind of wanted to see like what's this about.
Yeah.
And when I called it, they were like, it was like an automated thing, and it just said, "We'll send you a text message for more information."
Oh, give us your phone number.
We're hip. We'll send you a text.
Just give us your cell phone number. Yeah, right.
Because that's what I want the government to have.
Exactly.
Exactly. So I pressed star to see. And I got the text message, and it was like, you need to have premium text messaging to receive it. And I was like, well, I don't have that, so I didn't do anything. It just was a message from Verizon saying that. And so then it said also, if you want more information, you can pay a $9 charge. So I just hung the phone up. I'm like, are you serious?
To pay the government's operators $9 to talk to you?
Yes, basically.
They are a criminal gang.
That is amazing.
Uh-huh.
Now, okay, so was any of this addressed to you, your name, or was it sent to residents?
No, it just said, like you had said earlier, it just said to resident. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't addressed to me at all.
This isn't me. I'm not resident.
Yeah, I don't see how you're legally obligated to do anything. How they could even suggest that you're legally obligated to do anything that isn't addressed to you.
Resident is a legal term, by the way, and it has a certain legal meaning. It's a legalese term. It's not an English word. You have to be careful, too, when you're dealing with the government. Sometimes the words they use are not necessarily...
Yeah, the words that they use in their language are very similar to the words we use in our language. However, they can often mean different things.
They could say something like, well, you're the resident. And I could say, well, wait, I don't know what that means.
What is
a resident.
Doesn't the burden of proof stand with the accuser? I mean, prove that I'm a resident.
Yeah, prove my obligation to fill out your forms, any of them, whether we're talking about census or IRS or any of those federal government forms or state government, prove my obligation. And they can't do it. They can't show any facts beyond the fact they have men with guns in cages. Anything else you want to share, Sarah?
Oh, no, that was all. I just wanted to give her some advice of what I did.
Thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you tonight at 1-800-259-9231. There are people all over the country, like Sarah or myself or others, who just throw this crap away. I have no interest in interacting with these people. I don't want their services. Oh, well, we need the information so we can appropriately...
So that your school gets the proper funding. It's not my school.
Yeah, I'm not interested in the government services. I don't want them. Leave me alone.
The public schools get 6% of their funding from the federal government. So it doesn't even matter that much. You're talking about,
it matters to the bureaucrats that work there.
There's a dozen fewer people in the school area, the school district, than there's supposed to be. So what's that going to come out to at 6% of the budget? $1.47? I don't owe you people anything.
Right. Now, to say I don't want the government services isn't to say I don't want roads or I don't want the police protection or something like that. It's just to say that I don't want to be forced to pay for things I'm not interested in. There are certain things they do I certainly don't want. I don't want war. I don't want that at all. I don't want the IRS. I don't want, you know, fill in the blank with all these alphabet agencies, the FCC, the FDA, you name all those people. It's not to say I don't want to be safe or have safe food or medicine or anything like that. It means that I trust the marketplace and the people in the marketplace, the consumer watchdog groups to keep people safe, the third-party certifiers to keep people safe. The reason why we've got safety in the marketplace is because people who are in search of profit by selling services and products to people who want them are interested in satisfying, most of them are interested in satisfying their customers, and if they aren't, they're not going to last very long without having the government around to protect them. Because that's what the government tends to do when it comes to business, is protect the existing interests from new competition, new ideas, and new innovators. So I just want to make it clear that when I'm saying I don't want the government services, it's not to say I don't want some of the things that they purport to do, and usually do a really crappy job of. It's just to say that I want the marketplace to handle them so we can have competition in those areas.
I'm with you.
All right, so 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Bob, listening to Kiva in Albuquerque. Hey, Bob.
Hey, guys.
What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I'm one of those bad guys.
At least I
was. I am no longer a census taker, but I was a census taker.
I don't think that makes you a bad guy.
No, you're just trying to get a paycheck, right?
Well, supplement, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Anyway, first of all, in our training, we were told that the only information that is absolutely necessary is the address and the number of occupants as of April 1st of 2010. That's all the information. Now, I was a door knocker, so if you threw it in the garbage can, somewhere in Albuquerque, you probably saw my bright and shiny face at your front door. And I asked you from the basic questionnaire some very innocuous questions. And they weren't tough. However, there were secondary supplementary questionnaires that were sent out randomly. And that lady apparently was one of those lucky people because they are very invasive into your personal information. Now, I would not advise anybody to throw anything away. However,
I didn't throw mine away. I burned it publicly.
Well, that's creative. But anyway.
Not really. It's not really that creative.
Let him go on.
Go ahead.
Okay, so anyway. Some of the people that were hired, I mean, they have, you know, three or four huge cattle calls here in Albuquerque, and they had hundreds and hundreds of people apply. Everyone had to go through an FBI background check.
Ew. Sorry to hear about that, man. Hey, thanks for the call. I appreciate the inside information, although, you know, he says it's necessary to get that number of people. It's only necessary for him, not me. I'm not obligated to answer your questions.
He took the job. He's getting the paycheck. It's his problem.
1-800-259-9231, and I'm pretty sure those government bureaucrats that came to my house to try to get that information still got their paychecks.
Yeah.
Even though they didn't get
their
info.
They're fine. Don't worry
about
it.
More coming up. You can take control and bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods, factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Still worrying? From GMO to organic food in jeopardy divided by economic turmoil, there is still an answer. With just a little knowledge easily acquired, you will literally see food everywhere. Author Linda Runyon has these skills from having lived this way of life and created the tools so you could too. Wild food is economical, nutritious, freely available, abundant, and free for the taking. It is a skill that takes little time to learn, but stays with you for life. And now for a limited time, it's all on sale. It's called the Buy Buy Old Website Sale. Can you guess what's coming? Absolutely everything's on sale across the board, including our already discounted packages. And you know, the holidays are coming up fast. We don't know if we're going to have another sale this year. This was the only one in 2010 so far. We've been lucky to keep our prices the same since 2008, but who knows what the future will bring. So go to ofthefield.com now, or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and cross food off your to-do list.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. It's the live Saturday edition, and tonight it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. That is the number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 800-259-9231, and you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Do enjoy the features we have there for you, including archives and the Shrine of Female Listeners, news updates. You get signed up for our updates. We'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. In fact, sent out an update not too long ago about the auction. We got an auction going on right now. It's for the fourth banner on the website, which is available to you. For right now, the bid is $20. There's still 3 days left. And it's been as high as 100, so in past auctions.
Yeah.
So you never know what it's going to end up at. Last time one went, I think the third banner went for like $30. So you never know what you're going to get in these auctions. Go to auction.freetalklive.com to bid. And if you want to be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live, go to news.freetalklive.com. And you can follow our emailed updates or Twitter or Facebook, news.freetalklive.com.
If you know somebody who's a graduate, undergraduate, or recently graduated student, there's some great internships out there. There's a website. It's called libertarianinternships.com. And it we'll tell you all about them. There's internships in journalism, internships in public policy. They have all kinds of stuff. Just go to libertarianinternships.com. They offer a stipend. That means you get paid. There's housing assistance, which means they pay for where you live. All majors are encouraged to apply. There's mentoring. They help you with everything. There's seminars. All that stuff. LibertarianInternships.com. This is great for somebody who's in college, because I'll tell you, it's not going to be easy to be getting a job during the summer. And they have placements in spring, summer, and fall. Go to LibertarianInternships.com and sign up. You'll get more information there. There's probably not all the information you need. Just go there, LibertarianInternships.com, and sign up.
To the phones and the phone. Let's go out to Yakima, Washington. KUSA listener David is on the line. Hello, David. David in Washington, going once. Do we have David in Washington going twice? David?
I hear a noise.
Hi there.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I've been sexually harassing my girlfriend for about 5 years. And
what?
Well, I sexually assaulted her just recently, and now we don't have a permanent contract for a prostitution, and she's become abortion deficient.
I'm sorry, I did not understand a word of
what
you just said.
Sounds like she's pregnant. I'm not sure.
No, she's developed an abortion deficiency.
And so she's lacking an abortion?
Well, I don't know if should I save the whale or...
What in the world are you talking about? You sexually assaulted her?
Yes.
What do you mean?
Well, sir, I don't have to be too explicit on the phone, but I sexually harassed her for 5 years.
Meaning what? Your own girlfriend?
Yes. And we don't have a contract for a permanent prostitution as yet.
A permanent prostitution? What are you talking about? You're talking in code, and I don't really understand what you're referring to.
Well, I thought you'd understand, sir.
Why would you think I would understand?
Being from your liberal state.
What state is that?
What is New Hampshire?
I'm kind of in the state of annoyance right now. So,
are you suggesting I'm a liberal?
Are you suggesting that because I happen to be in a particular geographic area that you can guess my political affiliations?
Yes, I'm trying to talk your code, sir.
Well, you are doing a very good job. Are you suggesting I'm a liberal?
No.
No.
You said you were from a liberal state.
I never said that. You said that.
Well, I thought I heard you say that. You were from New Hampshire.
I am from New Hampshire.
New Hampshire's a purple state. It doesn't generally vote in a presidential election one way or the other, so I don't even know why you're suggesting it's a liberal state.
It doesn't matter.
Is it because it's in New England and many New England states vote for
Maybe it's because Obama won here or something like that. I don't know, but it doesn't matter. It's a plot of land. There are individuals here, and they think different things. So what's your point?
Oh, well, that's my point was, sir, should I go in the military or...
If you want to kill people legally, if that's your thing, if you like peace, then no, you shouldn't.
No, just looking forward to the time in which we can legally have in public anal sodomy in the foxholes.
Thank you for the call tonight. 1-800-259-9231. Is it supposed to be witty?
It sounds like the lithium's wearing off. That's what it sounds like.
What? That was bizarre, man. What was he...
Apparently there was a lesson in there that we were supposed to get, and I don't even think it was aimed at us.
He certainly jumped to some conclusions about who he was talking to.
It sounds like he's a little bitter about the whole Don't Ask, Don't Tell thing getting overturned. Maybe when he was in the military.
I don't know.
He just had to keep it quiet. I'm not sure.
I hesitate to jump to any conclusions about that call. 1-800-259-9231. Let's continue with your thoughts about what you want. I think we've got Clarence listening in Albuquerque to Kiva. Hello, Clarence.
You know, I got one of them forms and I threw it away because it seemed like a bunch of stupid things to me, you know.
Yes, sir. The census is what you're referring to.
But then also, you know, I find that they have all these signs saying, get a flu shot. I'm 59. I say, I ain't never had a cold in 5 years. What I need a flu shot for?
Damn,
I said,
right.
What if you give me one of them shots and my heart stop? Who's going to be responsible?
Not them.
You don't know nothing about my body, and I don't want none of them shots. I say I ain't had a cold. I don't want none of them things. Or they get upset with you, you know. I say, well, I ain't taking it. I don't need it. I'm not sick, you know.
I feel the same way.
Might make my heart stop or something. Who's going to be to blame for it? And then they don't know what to say, you know.
Mark's
but
out.
I don't let people tell me nothing because it seems like to me they try to act like they know a thing, know about everybody's physical body.
Right, as though everyone's the same. Now, I know that we're all human beings. We all have emotions and we all are built generally the same, but things are different from some people as far as what they can handle and what they can't.
The sickest I've ever been in my life is from the two flu shots that I had.
Well, I ain't never had none because my mother was a nurse and she told me before she died, don't let them give it to you.
There you go.
So I'm 59 and I ain't never had one. I never take none.
Mama had some good advice, man. That was a great call. I thank you for the call tonight at 800-259-9231. And those the flu shot thing is everywhere. Come get your flu shot. No thanks. I've never had one. And if I get sick, it's not very likely I'm going to die from getting the flu. I mean, that doesn't happen that often.
The thing with the vaccines is they always whip out the children on you. Well, you might be able to survive the swine birdie flu,
mm-hmm.
but what about the children?
I don't have
children.
You'll
be spreading it around. You're like a virulent little vessel for disgusting things.
Well, and wouldn't it be just the youngest of children that would be vulnerable to the flu like that? Not necessarily.
I would assume not necessarily the very young, the very old.
Yeah, like very young, because kids generally are pretty resilient to things.
All I can tell you is I don't care about the rest of the world. I know what happens when I take the flu shot. Yes, I only took it twice, and yes, I got the sickest I've ever gotten. People say I'm crazy. I don't know what happened. Blah, 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 blah. You know, maybe
that's 100% of the time.
Yeah, that's all I need to know. I have all the information I need to have on flu shots.
1-800-259-9231 to Jeremy in Alaska. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jeremy. Jeremy in Alaska.
Hello,
hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, man, how about that bullying Obama got in Connecticut today? Wasn't that amazing? That should show that bullying Obama got in Connecticut today.
I don't know what you're talking about. What happened?
Well,
I was chopping wood today.
Gee, well, that's cool, man, but you should go on YouTube and look up this bullying, or I can email it. You guys.
So somebody, no, are you saying somebody bullied Barack Obama?
No, booed.
Oh, booed him.
Booed.
Oh, well, is that not typical? I mean, all politicians deserve
really
to be booed as far as I'm concerned.
This was a liberal rally. This was a Democratic rally, and it started with one group, and then another group started, and pretty soon almost everyone was right with them. I mean, it was totally awesome, man.
Well, I can tell you one thing. There was the rally, and thank you, by the way, for the call tonight. The rally for to restore sanity went down today. Some people saying it was as many as 200,000 people out there. If you were there, we'd love to hear your story. 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live, which are up next. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Carnation Breakfast Essentials, helping your family get off to a nutritious start every day. Mornings can be chaotic, but a little advanced work will take the pressure off. The night before, organize backpacks and put them at the door, along with anything else that your kids need for the day. Set a timer for 5 minutes before departure to give everyone a chance to mobilize. And off you go. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives. And that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
Are you concerned about dropping or losing your cell phone? Are you tired of dealing with cell phone clips or holsters? Then this message is for you. Introducing Cliphanger, the best and most affordable cell phone holder on the market, made to keep your phone secure and accessible. Cliphanger works with all cell phones, including the iPhone, Droid, BlackBerry, and even iPods. When attached to a pant loop, Cliphanger won't poke when you sit down. And for women, Cliphanger easily attaches to any purse strap. Carry a phone in your pocket? Simply use one finger to pull it out with Cliphanger. Cliphanger is thin and simple, has a one-year warranty against breakage, and prices start at only $10.95. With your Cliphanger purchase, we'll also send you the auto hook for your car and ship everything to you absolutely free. See the amazing Cliphanger and the Cliphanger light with its built-in LED flashlight at myphoneclip.com. To order, call 801-719-2680. That's 801-719-2680. Or visit myphoneclip.com to get your Cliphanger today.
Do you know someone who's a Constitution basher? Then here's the ammo you need to silence them once and for all. Introducing the Crash Course on the U.S. Constitution, How to Argue with a Liberal about Constitutional Issues and Win Every Time. If you believe it's time we stop disgusting left-wing lies and start telling the truth about America's Christian heritage, this Crash Course for Patriots is for you. Start neutralizing the liberal propaganda being force-fed in our schools, the workplace, and the media. The Crash Course on the U.S. Constitution is an audio power program that includes 6 CDs jam-packed with amazing information, insights, and truth that will shut the mouth of any lie-loving liberal. Order your Crash Course on the U.S. Constitution online at thefoundersplan.com and look for the free bonus kit. Call today 1-877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365, or go to thefoundersplan.com. For God's honest truth, go to thefoundersplan.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. We'll do our best to sneak your call in if you're on hold. If you're not, well, don't bother, because there are plenty of people that are. But this isn't the only time we do the show each week. We do it 7 nights a week. In fact, you can get more of it at freetalklive.com. And if it's not on your local talk radio station, we do have our weekday program that they may or may not pick up. If they don't, give them a call. Say, first of all, thanks for airing the Saturday show, if you're listening to the Saturday show on your local talk station. And then ask them real nice, like, for the weekday program. And if your talk station in your area doesn't carry us at all, well, give them a call and ask them why not. There's details on how to do that stuff at local FAQ, localfact.freetalklive.com. If you want to learn more about how to get in touch with your local talk radio station, it's a great way to support this program. One other thing you can do is, again, enjoy the archives online. So if you've missed a moment of the show, you can just go to freetalklive.com. We got the last week's worth right there on the front page. You click into the archives section, and that'll take you all the way back to late 2006. All of those archives free, courtesy of HostGator.
HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting. They make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name, or .anything for that matter. Create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. They've got thousands of templates there. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.freetalklive.com host you. If you use that portal that we've made, that's HostGator.freetalklive.com, you'll get your first month completely free. HostGator.freetalklive.com.
Well, as usual, Free Talk Live is an open phones talk show, and sometimes, Mark, that means that we don't ever get to talk about the things that we even brought in to discuss, and tonight was one of those nights.
Just keeps rolling along.
It is Halloween Eve. We are not going to get into any Halloween topics here tonight, but it's not because I didn't want to. I have a great story about the Hell House in South Carolina. Of course, these things are everywhere. Maybe we'll talk about it Monday night. Heck, maybe I'll even save it for next Saturday. I don't know. But coming up next week, I still want to talk about Hell Houses. So we'll put that on hold till post-Halloween. And who knows, maybe Luther and the crew on the Sunday night show, the co-host-only Sunday night show at freetalklive.com, will hit it tomorrow night. So meantime, your calls, 800-259-9231. Chris in Tallahassee listening to WFLA-FM. Hello, Chris. Chris in Tally?
Hey, how y'all doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, Chris?
No, man, I was hearing you had some people up there talking about the census people. I was going to call to say I've seen several census people all around Tallahassee, all down here, down Florida side, North Florida. And, like, I don't know, I guess just creating new jobs.
Well,
it's not. Yeah, they may be creating a job, but a government job or any job the government creates isn't a real job in that it doesn't actually create anything for the economy. It doesn't generally create a product or service that is of value.
Yeah, you didn't let me finish talking.
Sorry.
But,
go ahead.
That what you just said, and I guess I don't know. I wish y'all would probably just a little bit more support the troops a little bit more, and not be so anti-troop. And,
I support the troops.
Chris,
I support the troops. I support the troops if they don't go to war. Like, if the troops say, whoa, what the heck was I thinking? I joined the military, and this is wrong. I'm hurting people that are peaceful. I don't want to be involved in this anymore. I quit. I support those troops.
Yeah, that's good, but there's people that are evil in this world. And
they're all in Washington, D.C.
Well, not all of them.
Either way, they're going to try to take advantage of any way they can.
Well, they are taking advantage of you.
Like Russia and Georgia. And, like, there's only going to be, like, someone's got to stand up and someone's got to be the voice of reckoning. So, like, either it's going to be us or someone else is going to step up. But pretty much not that many other people have stepped up. So that's all I had to say. But, like, just support the troops a little more and go Miami Heat.
I can't support people who are killing innocent human beings. Do you understand that?
Yeah, but they're protecting you on your soil.
No, that's not true.
They're not on our soil, dude. They're on somebody else's soil.
And they're not protecting
They're an invading force.
You don't need to call me dude. They're
man,
protecting
guy,
us
fella,
on our soil. We have, you know, troops in Canada, and we have troops in Mexico. We have troops all over this world.
And I don't want any troops.
Right. There are troops, there are United States troops in more than 130 nations on more than 700 military bases. Those are the ones that I think should pick up and come back.
And they are not keeping you safe. They're putting you in greater danger by going around the world killing people. That pisses people off. Wouldn't you be upset if some Chinese troops came here and decided they were going to blow up your mom's house?
They couldn't. They couldn't, because then they would get a shotgun to their face. So
see, that's what I'm saying.
Not if they're flying
the
plane.
The United States is darn protected.
In this country. Saying that's what we fought for in this country, and that's why our country's free.
No, it's not, sir.
Free? I have to pay for this crap.
If I don't pay for these arbitrary government programs, they put me in a cage. That doesn't sound like freedom.
I mean, y'all have some points with that and with the laws on marijuana and such. You know, such like, if they loosen the laws on marijuana a little bit, it would keep a lot of people out of the jail system.
That's true. We agree on that.
Save us a lot of money, but you got to take other stuff into case. Yes, which you're right. Yeah, the government does try to include,
step
on as much as they can and tries to intrude in our lives, try to get as much control as possible, like setting up a light on a camera at a stoplight to try to see if they're going to catch you run a red light.
So you're not free, then.
Right. So it's okay if the United States military goes over to Iraq and puts up cameras and watches those people. But it's not okay if they do it here in the United States because we're just a little better, huh?
No, it's okay if Haiti has an earthquake and we send some troops over there for security and to try to hold it down and try to help rebuild.
Maybe rape some people while they're there.
I donated to the Haiti thing.
If there's a bad dictator, like Hugo Chavez, something like that. Yeah, I think we need to stand up and say something. That's what I think.
Saying something is different from bombing.
How many dictators are you
going
to take out, dude?
Well, wait, there's nothing wrong with standing up and saying something, but when you say something, you mean hurt people and kill people and bomb
them. People that aren't the dictator that you're talking about, because they never get the guy they're after.
Well, they did get Saddam Hussein, but it was an accident.
What, it took them a year?
And it was an accident. Hey, thanks for the call tonight, Chris.
Talk about the most inefficient organization to solve problems.
And they are not keeping you safe. This is such a common myth about the government. And, of course, it's a myth. This is one of the most important ones for them to promulgate. If you didn't think the government was out there protecting you, then you might not be so likely to be so obedient, right? You might not be as likely to pay their extractions. If you didn't, you know, if you actually came to the conclusion that, in point of fact, the government isn't protecting you but is actually endangering your freedom, is actually threatening and taking your freedom, well, then maybe you wouldn't be so happy about the things they're doing around the world. Maybe you wouldn't be so pleased about the actions they're taking in your name. I'm not interested in any of it. And I don't want troops, and I don't want them any place. I don't want them. But yet I would be forced to pay for them. And I'm not interested in doing that either. So
Sorry, I can't support those troops. They're hurting people.
Well,
that I do not support.
There wouldn't be nearly as much to complain about if the Department of Defense actually did defending instead of offending.
But that's not their job. Even if they were here in this country, Mark, and America were attacked, they wouldn't be defending you. They'd be defending their government structures and their government precious buildings.
They're going to be in Washington, D.C. protecting the politicians.
Their precious politicians and their bases and their military structures. That's what they would be protecting. And if they had to roll through your house with their tanks in order to protect something that was important to them, they would do it in a heartbeat. And you'd get nothing for it.
Yeah.
You'd be lucky to escape with your lives. So don't operate under the illusion. Oh, but wait, there are boys. It's our boys and girls, so they would never do anything like that to American citizens. It's not like the
look what they're doing to them. I mean, the depleted uranium that they have our boys and girls around. They're going to be causing health problems for decades. I mean, these wars have already cost $4 trillion, and for what?
It's not like they sent the National Guard's members in fatigues through the neighborhoods of the New Orleans area and confiscated people's weapons during Hurricane Katrina.
Oh yeah, they did exactly that.
Oh, that's right, they did do that. And what happened
when they followed orders. That, you know, there's a young guy there talking about how, well, I guess if I've got to shoot somebody to get their gun, I guess I'll do it. He doesn't want to shoot Americans,
but he will. Because that's what he's been ordered to do. And if he doesn't follow his orders, then he won't get his paycheck. So that's where we are in this country today.
He doesn't care about that piddly little paycheck. They pay those guys less than minimum wage. It's far more about he's worried about going to the brig and being dishonorable. It's honorable to be a member of the military.
It's honorable to follow orders without question.
It's honorable to shoot Americans.
It's honorable to do whatever the politicians tell you to do. Because isn't that really what the military's doing? I mean, aside from all of its self-glorification, isn't it just the enforcement arm, the world enforcement arm for the whims of a bunch of just morally crippled old white men and women, for the most part? I mean, old men and women, I mean, not all white,
really,
but people of all different shapes and sizes.
Politicians, a bunch of liars.
Yeah, the elites, the people that wish to control as many aspects of your life as possible. How can you lie to yourself and tell yourself that the military is anything but the support group for those people? There's the local police, there's the state police, and there's the federal cops, and then there's the military for the rest of the world. And they're all here not to keep you safe, but to continue to enslave you and to continue to ensure that you keep feeding into this system. And someday it's got to end. So some people are doing something about it, like Mark and myself and the other hundreds of people that have made the move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. Not liberals, not conservatives. Well, some people might describe themselves that way. But for the most part, people that love liberty getting together. Because liberals and conservatives, as we know them popularly, are not interested in freedom. See you tomorrow night online at freetalklive.com. Have a great weekend.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost, turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups, where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237. 2237.